The Real Housewives of New York, episode something, on July 11th.
I need to mature subject matter. Viewer discretion is advised.
Previously on The Real Housewives of New York City.
You can fast forward from this.
It didn't tell over matter. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. Come on, why would I cook when I can order room service? I'm not just the last name. I'm Legacy. It's great to be successful, but it's even better to be strong.
The most interesting people make the best headlines.
Best headlines.
That's
more like what you're used to hearing.
Right. When I started the cabaret, I never expected that I would.
She dances to her own songs in the cabaret?
I think the
not like real songs?
I think the whole thing is her music.
Oh, God. And she gets naked?
I mean, I guess I shouldn't laugh. I don't know. I don't think so.
Director and my musical director, who I adore, Billy Stritch, who's worked with Liza Minnelli,
she has her own.
Chi Rivera, and all the great Broadway stars and cabaret stars.
She has her own musical director.
Well, she is the countess.
So supportive to me through this whole process. So how lucky am I to be surrounded by such a great team?
Very, very lucky.
Yes. So. Maybe she's just like so excited, like standing there like during the first verse,
right.
And then you go into the chorus, and Sonia's joining you in, and then for the second verse she looks so eager. So then you go, all right, Sonia, you take one, and then she lays it down. You know? It was my idea to put Sonia in the show because I wanted to take a little pressure off myself.
I'm glad that she has to take credit for that. It was my idea to put Sonia in the show.
So we have 4 weeks till the show, exactly, as of today, right?
She didn't call her Sonia.
Billy's going to have us with the band.
Should she?
She usually does.
And the stuff where there's dialogue
Sonia.
Interspersed with the music. So that's all going to be the right timing, you know?
Okay.
And some of the guests will be able to come and do their stuff, you know?
The
plan is that we have our script based on the stories from my life, the music I love to sing, and we have the actors and singers that we would love to have in the show. Oh, wait, I can't get over the fact that Rachel Dratch is going to be in the show.
I know.
Isn't that amazing?
I'm so
excited.
Yeah,
yes.
She's so funny. Yeah.
You know, I get so much.
I love Rachel Dratch.
I'll call it hashtag Countess and Friends. Just to mess with everybody.
So but why is she friends with the Countess?
Yeah.
So I wonder what she's going to think of doing it. Oh, here she is.
Talking about Aquariuses.
Like, so
remember Billy?
Oh, she does look like freshly showered.
Right?
Or yeah. The number that she does with you, which is Money Can't Buy You Class. She's going to be reading some stories from her crazy times in New York City with you and your other girlfriends. And you'll go, no, Lulu, that's not how it happened, right? You'll get up on stage and you guys will tell the story together.
I wonder if anyone calls her Lulu.
What I always do with the lamp.
We want the whole Sonia package. Bring all your values.
Bring it, honey.
Ooh, I do
so,
more careful, less careful to cover, right?
It's also just spoken word? Her show?
I don't know.
You want to take off your clothes?
No.
No,
no,
you can charge
not
more money.
With Lua,
you
not
can
with
wear underwear, okay?
Well, I gotta be me.
You will be wearing panties. I definitely want this cabaret to be a snatch-free zone. So we're going gangster rap. Gangsta. Gangsta. You don't say the R. Yeah.
Money, Sonia's so skinny.
Never got the boys to
money talk, but I just got.
Wait, they never got the boys to fuck. Is that what that said?
I think so.
Yeah, that's right. You're wanting to jump in, but you're not quite.
Yeah. Listen, if I thought Sonia would memorize her lines, I would be kidding myself. I love her, and that's part of the charm.
Hey, I'm happy.
As long as you're happy, baby.
There you go.
So he looks like the poor man's David Foster.
He kind of reminds me of the black dude from Friday.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I have a little present. Oh.
Just like the same idea, just like.
I like presents. Oh, speaking of presents, sent me 5 dozen tulips.
You know that all of Carol's animals are named Baby?
Really?
Every single one of them. She has like 15. And, I think she actually has like 3, but all of them are named Baby.
The stairs?
Yes. Do you not like that?
No, that's cool.
Oh my god, I see. Oh my god, I love these. Oh my god.
She doesn't have a railing on the outside.
Yeah.
For an elder like her, you'd think she'd want to be safe.
Yeah.
He ran into Trip and Baby.
They all got cool.
Yeah, they all got cool.
I know, she got her
baby.
That's an old clip. Since her hair is not like that anymore.
And it was like 10 o'clock at night. And my door opens, and Baby comes running in. I was like, Trip, and I don't hear anything. So I'm like, what is he doing? So I get up, I go to the door, open the door expecting to see Trip.
What do you think of Carolyn Tinsley?
Just
do I think of them?
Yeah.
Like as a couple?
Like, yeah, they're best friends.
Oh. I know absolutely nothing about Tinsley. Besides, she lived at Sonia's and beat up her boyfriend.
She didn't beat up her boyfriend.
Oh.
She stalked him.
Oh.
Anyway, so that's what we are.
Do you think they're best friends?
Sure.
Or do you think it's TV?
Well, everything about this show is TV.
Yeah, right. You think the Countess got arrested for TV? Yeah, right.
This is Sweeps.
There's like a big penthouse, like Sweeps, like a 3-bedroom apartment in the hotel. So I'm just gonna like move my racks and stuff and go into the new place. It's gonna be ours. Oh my god, I know.
Wait, what?
And I hung in there through a year of long distance.
Oh god. Yeah, let's watch Tinsley fall on the fucking floor again.
I am so happy to be able to wake up next to him.
Why is that bad?
I have to leave, just, you know, in the morning.
I don't know,
and,
kind of,
you know, this is such a better
sad.
Place right now.
Well, that's a huge step.
Hope I can get through it. I hope I'm easy to live with.
Well, like I said, just keep it cute.
Keep it cute. And maybe make a
I feel like those fingerless gloves make Carol look older.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God. Is it Adam?
Well, he would knock, I guess.
Don't grandmas do that? They cut off the tips of, like, their thumb,
oh, God,
pointer, and middle finger.
Running.
So maybe when they knit, they get better grip.
Oh, my God.
It does sound like a thing.
This woman I met. That's so funny.
Wait, what is this?
I met this woman a couple of weeks ago, and she runs, like, a matchmaking service. And she has, like, speed dating.
Oh, I was hoping that Carol was
this
coming
is an
out.
Invitation, I guess.
That'd
I'm
be amazing.
To meeting someone, and I just think speed dating is kind of...
Oh my god, she literally looks like Skeletor in that diary sesh. I can't handle that hair color and the eyeshadow.
It's so hard to tell. Luann
went definitely single.
Luann could use like someone.
All of you are single.
You know?
True.
I mean,
not a single one of you is a fucking housewife.
No.
This show couldn't be more misnamed. Whoa.
The kid's not getting these.
Is that a
is
weird bleach strip at the front of her head? It's kind of like Storm or Arlene Dickinson.
Do you have any gay friends? Listen, I'm not thrilled that Carol and Bethany are on the outs, but I am in with the skinny girl jeans. What can I say?
Alright, so, I have these. They let you into the dating website. There's a waiting list.
Accepted.
Right, so now it's your profile.
Okay.
Sonia has no shortage of men. You know, she's flirtatious.
She looks really good
in
that.
Hazard, and if she decides
she looks
to
young.
Into a relationship, I think she has to be
really young.
Somewhat strategic about it. Oh my god, you have a message and somebody already liked you. You have so many people that are like liking you.
So many men in so little time.
What I'm in a great app place is now. This?
I was with Frenchie for a year. I put Rocco on ice because I'm not ready to commit again. I want to dip my toe in the dating pond. I have my internet dating profile up. And
I mean, so Sonia and her husband have been divorced for about a decade.
Yeah.
I feel like she's definitely dipped her whole body in the dating pond by now.
Expert model/actress. This app takes your information from other apps, so somehow it puts together all the bullshit that Sonya's put on some other page and just like crystallize it, and it all landed here. Event producer, publicist, entertainer, master puppeteer, baker, barista, zookeeper. I deliver Chinese food. I won the spelling bee in second grade. International fashion lifestyle.
Imagine I'd actually had master puppeteer. Okay, she really does have a great ass, though. Right?
Yeah. Look at the picture and the age and the height, I swear.
Wow. So
we'll get it down. You should
that fucking profile.
She should just have her ass as her DP.
Is Frenchie her husband? Her ex-husband?
No.
Oh.
Frenchie was literally a dude. She just, like, I swear, she just embarrassed him last season. She basically, oh, sorry. No. Rocco was who she embarrassed. Well, I guess both. But. Oof. Dorinda. The purple hair and purple lipstick don't go with a fucking flapper dress, Dorinda. You don't need a massive fur. Give me a break. For a woman who's so classic looking and beautiful.
I thought, what would Dorinda picture?
Oh, God. Yeah, Luann, what would Dorinda see with her great eye, with her big-ass fucking fur? Luann has never looked better. She looks beautiful.
Are these all dresses or jumpsuits here?
A mixture, but it's mostly dresses.
I'm not looking for the good old days cabaret.
Luann can't wear a jumpsuit because she's Luann or whatever it's Sonia says.
This is
yeah, she loves jumpsuits.
This is fabulous.
Good. Try it out.
So she needs 10 dresses?
Lou, I guess she has. Actually, I did hear on Bitch Sesh that her cabaret was like she probably did 3 minutes on stage and the rest of the time she was changing costumes.
Oh.
So. Yeah, she might need all of those. Whoa!
I hate to say it.
That blue dress?
You just ruined it for me. The dresses fit me like they were made for me. It's unbelievable. I don't have to hem them. I don't have to alter them. I just put them on and they fit. These are like good colors.
She have fake boobs? She definitely has fake boobs.
Yeah.
Bring me Giovanni. Okay. So, yeah. So what's
going on
in the card case today? Okay, so what happened is that yesterday...
Those dresses looked amazing on her.
The court case is canceled today because now he has...
Because I had to try on dresses.
He was hoping in the best case scenario that they wouldn't charge me for a criminal thing because I didn't have criminal intent.
Don't touch me. Don't touch me. I'm going to kill you. I'll kill you.
I was under the influence.
That's sad.
I'm not an aggressive person. That's not who I am. I think that taking the initiative to go to rehab was a good thing. I mean, I think that the judge sees that I'm doing the work that I need to do, and I'm hoping that they're going to be lenient.
What happens then?
As long as it looks like you're trying.
Just like nothing to get community service.
Whether or not you actually are, that's all that matters.
I'm just hoping that that's the way it goes.
Ultimately, it's going to go where it's going to go.
Well, you know, I'm hoping.
Coming up.
Are there clothes in the oven?
I didn't have any space in here.
Okay, I was literally about to say that's straight up Carrie Bradshaw. She's only doing that for the Sex and the City reference.
What does that even mean?
Because Carrie used to keep stuff like that in her oven.
Oh.
shoes and clothes.
So happy you're here. Thank you. Scott and I have talked about
it. Where's Ramona? Have we even seen her?
Live together. Ramona. And that was the next step towards. No.
Ramona's an original cast member.
Be a couple long term.
I didn't have any space in here. I needed like any.
What? No fucking way anyone actually does that.
Yeah.
I'm just putting these in here.
Okay, that dog.
You know,
that dog is so cute.
What are they doing?
Packing her up to move her into the apartment suite within the hotel.
Oh, God.
Because this isn't good enough.
Oh, my God, no.
Don't you have bubble wrap?
Yeah, I'm not going to bubble wrap.
Yeah, I think you should.
I don't think I need to bubble wrap.
I'm sorry she's being so rough. I can't watch.
I know, okay. But the thing is, this is the best part about moving from one hotel room to the next. Is it?
Right.
You don't have
it's
to.
It's not going in a moving truck.
Let me enjoy it. I'm just going to start throwing them in.
Oh my God. Okay, yeah. Even that's a little aggressive for me.
Oh,
and
the doctor right now. But you know what? I was like last
I'm poor.
Year. So,
so I don't have anything that expensive.
I was moving last year.
Right.
And
are they even boxing shit up?
This room here,
like taping it.
Where does her money come from?
Her parents.
I feel that Scott's the kind of person that is so used to being in control because he's in control of his company and business and just that.
And Scott, the coupon king.
Well,
and I think that
was he on that show?
York,
no, he has he's the level. Coupon king. His company. He's from Chicago, I think.
What is that?
Coupon king?
Yeah.
I think it's like a coupon website.
That's the kitchen.
So wait, is she moving from a different penthouse into this other penthouse?
Yeah.
Although I have heard that the apartment she stays, or sorry, the hotel she's staying at is in, like, not a great part of New York. I don't know anything about, like, places in New York.
I am the kind of girl that likes to be with my man always, and I expect that now we have this apartment together that he's going to be here.
But that, yeah, like, she gets it for free because she gives them promotion because it's, like, near the airport or something. It's not, like, in downtown or Manhattan or anything. But, I mean, fuck, I'd still take that over living in our house. Like, having people cater for it to us all the time. Clean up our room.
Awesome. This is perfect.
Bring us food.
I have a little something.
Hi.
Pretty much
Hi,
it.
Hi, how are you?
I'm going to just have a regular coffee.
Regular coffee?
Yeah.
I'll do the same.
What? Cold milk, regular milk.
You want cold milk?
Yeah. What do you get? Hot?
Yeah. Do you have cream? I might have a little cream. Do you have cream? Yep. Awesome. Thank you.
Okay, one like typical housewife style to wait until the other one orders to order the same thing.
Pick her up at the AA meeting and grab a cup of coffee.
Two, Luann looks so good.
What did they say?
They say you gotta stay away from people, places, and things. So people that drink, places that drink, and things like drugs, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm taking it day by day. The meetings just help me stay.
This is awkward.
I don't want to label myself because I don't feel like I need to. And I feel like today I'm not going to drink. And tomorrow I don't plan on drinking. And I'm good with that.
What are people's advice or reactions?
Really, the advice is that.
It's
you know,
so weird to me that Luann and Carol are out.
Yeah.
No, it's day by day, step by step.
Why?
Right. Day by day.
Because Adam is the ex-boyfriend of Luann's niece, and she's really taken a lot of offense to Carol and Adam's relationship.
Oh.
And that's caused a lot of drama between the two of them.
Not drinking is exhausting.
I feel like that's how I'm going to feel when I'm on Accutane. Not drinking. It's exhausting.
I'm prepared to be a friend to this Luann. The Luann who is taking account of her life, who understands that her actions have consequences, is really trying hard to turn her life around.
Peril almost always looks good. So maybe that's why it's so shocking seeing that.
I don't think she looks good often, and it's very shocking to see that. So,
you don't think she's pretty?
Not really.
What is it about her? Like her mouth?
Yeah, her mouth and her big fake teeth.
Yeah. But don't you think Hilary Duff is pretty?
Okay. Yeah. Coming up.
And she got a lot of flack for having like horse teeth.
Yeah, but at least they blend in.
Now, Carol's an actual princess, so she probably doesn't care what she looks like. Hey, oh, there's Ramona.
Is Carrie here? Yeah, I know. She's here. Sorry, she's waiting. She's here?
Yeah, she's ready.
It's going to be fun to work out with you. Sometimes it gets like boring just training one-on-one, so I'm kind of like excited to have you with me.
Deborah. For me, the best thing about staying in shape is
it doesn't matter what I put on, I look good in it. It's all about the clothes. Because when you gain a few pounds, like, oh, I can't wear that blouse, I can't wear this pants. Now, whatever I put on looks good. It just makes
Ramona
me feel better about me.
How was your weekend?
Has never looked better.
I ate a lot over the weekend.
Is that right? You were dating him?
Do you think?
No, he was.
Has she ever looked better?
Yeah.
So we're just like, I haven't really met anybody. I haven't met the guy yet.
She's a very hard-looking stomach.
No. Oh, I'm sorry.
Neither can I. I don't know why I'm so good at flirting. I don't even know what you call it flirting. I just call
it,
like, I'm very open to meeting men.
I don't know why I'm so good at flirting. Oh, God.
Hi, libido. What can I tell you?
All right.
Oh.
Come over here. All right, Ramona. Take a slight step back. All right. As there's both of you here today, I kind of want to encourage each other and make yourself
God. Was appealing she to looks me so good.
Is 50s, someone who's smart. I know I'm smart. I want someone who's smarter than me or as
is she
smart.
In her 50s? All right,
switch.
Probably.
Well, obviously, I have to be madly sexually attracted to him. That's like a number one.
Madly.
It's a given for me.
Okay, I'm straight first.
Woo!
I lost my foot.
My footy.
You lost your foot?
My footy. My footy.
You do this every week. Why are we having issues right now?
I don't know. Because Deborah's here. She got me flustered asking me out all these guys. I was like, Jesus Christ. Yes, meeting men are a problem, but it's meeting the right guy. And all I need is one. I just need one.
Do you know what?
Do you think... I think a lot of these women want to get married again?
Probably.
I feel like if I had had, you know, like 1 to 3 divorces by this point, I'd be like, fuck it, let's just date.
It's more money for them, though.
A lot of these women, though, are like self-sufficient. They don't need money. Like, all of them. Maybe except for Sonia.
Last night, someone had sent me a beautiful gift basket, okay, with all the stuff in it, and a beautiful,
Stag's, what's it called?
Yeah, I know the one. Okay, so I got home last night, it was cold, and it snowed, and what did I do?
You drank wine.
I did. I opened up another one.
Did you finish the whole bottle?
No, I didn't finish it tonight.
I would have.
I had 2 nice glasses. I took it in. But the point is like...
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Fucking Dorinda has a boot.
In the Berkshires. I didn't have to do that for May 5, but you come back here and...
Really uncomfortable shoe.
Right. I mean, I'm very proud of you.
How has Dorinda not been arrested?
Drinking because it's such a mental thing that you've learned for so long. It's like
she pays for people to drive her home, I guess.
So it's not the... anxiety.
She didn't get arrested for drinking and driving.
Of not drinking that you're fighting.
She got arrested for going into the wrong hotel room.
Oh, yeah.
And then told the cops she'd fucking kill them.
Yeah, I saw that.
And slipped out of the handcuffs. I mean, if anything, they should have just let her go because she was a fucking boss.
Like, gorgeous. Church is a wow. huge part of my
it's
life.
Like the,
it's definitely helped me get this, through a lot of difficult times. This you can use it for meditation. You can use it to celebrate. You can use it to refocus. So I just think this is another
out.
Tool for her to use.
Peter
you know,
Parker.
She's going right from AA to meet me for church.
That's right.
And we bought coffee. They have all the little places to, we'll light a candle for you.
Okay.
And this is the candle
it's
that
been
I...
It's 30 days.
Well, this is the candle I lit while you were in rehab. I had one lit the whole time.
The way she's walking, she looks like she is so old.
Dorinda's been very supportive. I mean, Dorinda was the one I called almost every day. I think when you have people's thoughts and prayers all together, and Dorinda being one of them lighting candles for me, it makes a difference in people's lives.
Listen, I want to ask you something. Carol is doing this very high-end, super fun speed dating thing.
Oh God, speed dating.
You don't have to really do anything. Just come in. It'll be fun. Just see what it's like.
Is speed dating still a thing?
Options of speed dating, but I don't think she should be doing any dating
probably.
At all right now. She used to date herself. Listen. You know, she said the one thing,
so contradictory.
Luann
shouldn't be doing speed dating. She should date herself.
I always like to take the top one. Gotta do it together because it's more powerful.
Do you have a prayer?
Yes. Please, God, help keep Lou strong during this journey of recovery. Give her strength to do the day-by-day good work. And keep your strength in her heart and her soul and in her constitution. In God's name, we love you.
Thank you.
You know Luann is Canadian?
Yes.
If you're kind enough to bring me a drink, I feel like bringing you a drink.
You want me a drink?
Oh, God. Yeah, Bethany Ramona.
Thanks for coming.
Oh.
Okay, so download you. I invited like 5 or 6 of my girlfriends.
Right.
Perfect.
Who is this?
Are just coming to...
Is this like the editor or whatever of Vogue or whatever the company is she's
Hi.
Writing for?
How are you?
Thanks for
oh,
matchmaker. That's the matchmaker. Okay,
like
she's like 12. But also, she looks like she has a lot of work done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Her mouth.
Yeah.
Where we set up the speed dating event mainly for my group of friends, but she invited some other women just to, you know, give us a little competition.
Do you know what it's like for you? One that's in the red scarf.
Yeah,
super sexy.
Oh, here's Ramona.
Hi, look at you. Winter white, you look stunning.
You guys know each other, right?
Another fashion faux pas.
After Labor Day.
Yeah.
Which this is.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Year. It's like January or February.
Are you one of the dates? Well, I'm not
going to
talk to you until I'm speeding.
Until I'm speeding.
Hi. Emil. What nationality are you? Okay.
Oh, God. Fuck. Ramona voted for Trump.
I never like to miss a party, especially when it's themed. Even
Dorinda and
so
Carol,
involved,
we think,
be
didn't.
Who knows, one day.
Because they were at the Women's
involved.
March and big... Well, okay, Carol definitely did it.
Yeah.
I don't know about the rest of them, but Ramona admitted.
Right now. So I have a home in the country by the beach, so I love going there in Southampton. Yeah, it's on the water, it's really pretty.
Are you doing this?
I guess so. It's like working at 5. Look at her, she's got that look on. Look.
Yeah, she's got that look on. She's got that, I'm not sharing look.
I came to the party just for this. Ramona fondles her glass. She bats her eyelashes. I mean, it is just amazing and mesmerizing to
I'd really like to read a like how-to flirt guide by Ramona and Sonia. Or like how to live your best life.
Are you sure? Because this is an old Valentino suit that I pulled out. I thought it would.
No, you don't smell like golf
clubs.
What? She didn't ask that.
This guy's getting 1,000, but not like, not sweaty or anything.
You're not doing
well. No, like I said, I'm doing good. I'm not falling down. I'm still here.
So uncomfortable.
I'm going to smell like mold.
She's top shelf, so forget about it.
I've been active in attempting to date. Dennis and I love each other.
Hi, John.
You guys are meeting?
Yeah, I think we met, like, in a bar once.
Really? Did you go to a lot of bars?
No, like, with you.
But he's not capable of being a partner, admittedly. And since I've been pro-dating, I'm open.
I just got it done. I love to entertain, I love to cook, and I love traveling. Florida, the islands.
The poor third guy has a table.
The usual spots.
How are you?
Who do you think is the prettiest housewife on New York?
Bethany.
Really?
Yeah.
The dating plot thickens. I know Brian. I ran into him briefly in Miami for a second, and he said, oh, hi, I know you. We know people in common. And then we had lunch a couple of months
then
later.
Here.
He is in the dating world right now.
Probably Sonia.
Yeah, like, wow, I think Sonia is the prettiest. Just look at, and I think Luann is stunning.
So wait, are you participating?
No. I'm here to just observe.
There's no way in hell I would do this, even if I weren't spoken for. I'm a Southern girl. I need to be, like, wined and dined.
What do you think about Tinsley?
I don't really care for her. Very, very forgettable.
I want to welcome all of you. We're going to do something amazing tonight. We're going to sneezing. I'm going to tell you ladies where you're sitting, and the gentlemen will move around. You have 3 minutes to get to know each other. If anybody's interested, well, you know what? That's what I'm here for. So let the games begin. Carol, you're going to be sitting here.
I want to hover over these girls. She's coupled.
I'm coupled.
You need to go coupled.
You need to go coupled. Carol.
That was fucking weird, right?
Yeah.
Did he even blink?
I have warm hands.
Oh, I know. You had a good touch, Dad. I like your skin.
You like my skin?
Yeah, I grew up with that kind of ruddy red skin.
She say ratty red?
Something like that, yeah.
I don't know what a speed date is. I mean, I do have a lot of energy, but I don't know about speed dating. It's not my thing.
Oh, well, I'm actually working on a cabaret show, so I was rehearsing.
Really?
Swipe left.
How would you prioritize sex, love, food, and laughter?
Laughter, love, food, sex?
Sex is like pizza. Even when it's bad, it's good.
And I'm in the pizza business, so we're good.
You're in the pizza business?
No, I like pizza.
So
sorry, but
Bethany needs her next date. Are you kidding me? That's unbelievable. How old are they? Like in their 80s or 70s? That's going to be 80. Okay. I love this story. She is good. You know, she's trying to have googly eye, whatever she got here. I don't know how it works. I have to hand it to Ramona. She's got game.
My dad still works out twice a week. My mom plays tennis 3 times a week.
I love that.
I love that. Ew.
Watching Ramona do speed dating is like watching a fluffy little kitty before it pounces upon a tiny little mouse. She's licking her chops, she's licking her paws, she's getting in the pounce position.
I love it. I want to meet your mother, I swear. I love to be like so inspirational.
God. So uncomfortable with the two girls just watching it like a TV show. Like we are.
I didn't realize I was speed dating.
I'm having fun. They could just end right here, right now. I could speak to him all night long because that's how entertaining he is.
Yeah,
where am I supposed to go? I have to say, I don't know if he did it on purpose or not, but that red scarf made you remember him. Oh, Dr. Dad, please go. Look, hey, no. Wait, so what I really liked about him? He had a great head. His. Oh, wait.
Hey, it's a little early for that.
Ha.
Keep it moving.
Ha.
His brain.
He gave great head? That was the joke?
Yeah.
Alright, let's go around this way.
Look, this is hilarious.
How was the last guy?
Right, well, just, you know, who cares? Lloyd and Ramona, hi.
How was the last guy?
You have an amazing voice.
No, you don't. Blowjob?
Yeah, I think so.
I have to say, this is an amazing way to try to really, like, to pursue someone is to come to a speed dating and that you know I'm going to be at. I say, you have some balls. Well, what are you going to do? How jealous are you going to be when it's going to be a minute job?
I just hope I make such a good impression that you say, you know what, that guy Brian, he's a good guy.
It's a flattering story. The truth be told, he's not really my type, and I don't want to yet again make myself like someone because of how much they like me.
By the way,
okay, that's right. Sure, don't meet you. Well, don't tell Ramona, she's gonna have a heart attack. Hi, good evening.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm just kind of chilling right now. What are you doing?
I was in jail for the holidays.
Awesome. I love skiing, too. Oh, gosh. It's a long story, but let's see. I started in Florida, and I stayed in Florida. I was supposed to go to South America, and then, yeah, no. It didn't happen. Coming up.
Only somebody knows how to spend. There's guys that are like,
receive a ball.
Oh, honey, I'm way
over. The following program may contain personal language and your subject matter. Viewer discretion is advised.
Are Kit Kats Canadian? Sorry. I have to
move
no.
On to the next. Here, 44.
Honey,
I'm way over the
year.
Wait. Ramona's 61?
Huh.
Whoa. Ramona's gonna choose him. Is it not an open bar?
Brian, I want to bring him a tequila. He ordered tequila. Is that so difficult to
make? Oh my god.
I don't really care who he likes.
Who is this guy?
So I want to bring him a drink.
I'm always 100% honest with everyone. So I'm, if it doesn't mean it's not going to hurt somebody else. If I'm with somebody else, I'm with them.
See, this is the kind of shit I hate on these shows.
Cheers. Let's go home.
That's really not how I viewed that.
Like Bahamas. I get my head around that.
The house has its own island.
This is the house.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
how to spank. There's like a spank like that. These guys are like.
Oh my god! Wait.
Oh my god, I love Ann Marks the next day. Oh my god.
So the town is awesome.
Okay, like, Sonia just came.
I feel like you had us on a private island.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's freezing in New York in February, so it's always nice to get away into the sun. And I've heard a lot of
is this the boat trip? So I'm very excited. Trip?
Oh, I can't God. Imagine anybody not having the most amazing time in this town.
Olivia, here we come!
Next time on The Real Housewives of New York City.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh my god.
Huh.